This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. My guest today, someone that we spoke to a couple of months ago, time is absolutely flying because the Siglufjörður Comics Festival is now just a few days away. It happens at the end of this week. And we spoke to the director, Lefteris Jakomakis, but I think about two or three months ago, Lefteris, in Siglufjörður. How have the last couple of months been for you organizing all of this?
Very stressful. but exciting. Everything seems to be going like it should.
Now, in our conversation last time, we learned that Siglufjörður is a very important place as far as comics are concerned, because the first comic in Iceland, from memory, was published in the town during the Herring era. Is that something that is known widely within Siglufjörður? I know it came as a very pleasant surprise to you, moving to the town, having an interest in comics and not realizing that. But is it something that's known and recognized in the town, do you think?
I think, probably people know of Siglufjörður Prints Media, the publishing house. But I don't think comics haven't been so important, let's say, to the town or townsfolk. I don't have the feeling that they feel it's important, but we'll change this with the festival.
And that's one of the things that you want to do, is to bring comics not just to Siglufjörður but to Iceland, and bring people from all over the world. You'll have a better idea now, I imagine, of who is coming and what they'll be bringing. What can you tell us about what's going to happen?
So we have 23 artists coming for our Artist Alley, mainly from Iceland, but we also have people from Greece, Norway, and Ireland. We've had interest from other countries, but not everybody could make it. But at least for this first installment of the festival, we do have some international contributors, let's say.
Tell me more about Artists Alley. This is where creators get together, isn't it?
Yes. So that's our main event. That's what the festival is about and is built around. An Artists Alley is like is a book fair with comics. So these 22, 23 creators will be bringing their own publications, their own comics, and tabling their goods. Mainly publications and then some paraphernalia, merchandise and whatnot. So people who visit the festival can both meet the artists and purchase their comics, their publications. And I cannot stress this enough. Most of these publications are either self-published or small press, which means that you can only get them directly from the creators. So this is a unique, let's say, opportunity to meet these people and find and get their comics, because that's one of the few places you can find them and their creations.
And are these creators looking forward to coming to Iceland, and of course not to the capital but to Siglufjörður, which is a town in the north of the country? Is the location, and I suppose the remoteness of the location, an attraction as well?
I think so. We have a few local artists that are either from Siglufjörður or Ólafsfjörður, which is next door. Most of them are from the capital area, and some of them have never been to Siglufjörður. And then the international ones, I would say, have the appeal, because it's a long trip, like half the appeal for them to apply for the festival was that it's happening in a place like Siglufjörður,
which is a very beautiful place and worthy of a visit, of course, in its own right. And will all the accommodation in the town be full then of comics fans this weekend?
I hope so. I don't have a clear image of what's going on. We ourselves, as a festival, had to find accommodation for a good amount of people, let's say. I do hope that the town will be fully booked, yes.
Now, you kick off, we talked about the early comic history in Iceland and Siglufjörður's part. The whole thing kicks off, doesn't it, with an exhibition at the Sulitunin Gallery, which will put comics in Iceland in some sort of context.
Yes, this exhibition tells the story of Siglufjörður Prentsmiðja, printing house of Siglufjörður. And it's pioneering founder who was early on interested in Tarzan specifically, and then went on to publish comics in Icelandic. He also was the mayor of Siglufjörður at some point. He learned to use computers in his 80s to keep up with the printing technology. Quite an interesting character himself. And then I have to mention the curator again, who is Erlingur Kristinsson, former director and creator of the Herringer Museum, our local museum, and I think the only awarded museum in Iceland. Erlingur is he's an artist, a writer, amateur historian, local of our town.
Very Icelandic to do lots of different jobs.
Yes, yes, yes. He's you can show him a rock, a bird, a person, a mountain, and he'll have something to say, some information.
And then, just looking through the schedule here, on Sunday, I'm attracted by the idea that you can create your own comic. There's a hands-on workshop in the exhibition hall, the Rauthus exhibition hall. The mm-hmm. only thing that might put me off is that I'm terrible at drawing. I can't draw to save my life. Is that a problem? People can still create even though they don't have conventional artistic skills?
Absolutely. This workshop is for children of all ages, so adults are very welcome. Mm-hmm. It's being taught by Emma Sanderson, who is a graphics designer and illustrator. And to answer your question, you don't need to be good at drawing to make comics. You need to be good at making comics. It's a totally different beast. And, you know, people who are familiar with the spectrum of comics production can see that not all comics have, let's say, realistic or quote-unquote perfect drawing. It's the language of comics that you need to, I don't want to say master, let's say become accustomed with.
Yes, and as we discussed last time, comics are stories as much as they are pieces of, you know, visual art. It's about storytelling as much as anything else, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It's there's a very complicated definition of comics given by Scott McCloud in 1993, I think, and I usually give a one-hour lecture to break down the definition. The short definition would be sequential art.
Okay.
Which means that we have boxes of images and words, and they read as a story together, right? So it's not illustration, and at the same time, it's not literature, because both the image and the words are a means to tell the story. And this is comics in a nutshell.
Yeah, well, you certainly boiled down an hour-long lecture into, two words, I think, sequential art there. Took a bit less than an hour, didn't it? This is all happening at various venues across the town, such as the Herring Era Museum, which you mentioned, which again is a wonderful place. We've been there on Roof English Radio. Worth a visit in its own right at any time, for sure. The Sulaturnin Gallery, various other venues as well. Details all on the website at comicsfestival.is/en for the English page. We'll put up a link to that on the page accompanying this show from Roof English Radio. And all these events are free to attend, aren't they?
Yes, everything is free to attend.
You must be very excited with this just a few days away now.
I am. I didn't think it would happen in the beginning, and I didn't think I could pull this through, make this happen. But yes, I am very excited. I'm excited that the festival has the opportunity to bring the comics community in Iceland together. I want to do justice to the Icelandic Comic Society, who has helped us a lot. And of course, there are comics creators, mainly in the capital area, and the society is very active. They're doing an excellent job. We are doing a festival, which means that what we try to just have to establish this once a year celebration when we all get together in this lovely place, Siglufjörður, and share our knowledge, share our skills, our experiences, and our comics.
And you do want this then to be an annual event, assuming this goes well, which it will.
Well, if I survive the weekend, yes, I think.
Well, listen, we'll let you get on because there'll still be, I imagine, quite a lot to do before everyone descends on Siglifjord this coming weekend from the 30th until the 1st. So that is Friday, Saturday and Sunday, Iceland's first ever, probably the world's most northern comics festival coming to Siglifjord. The director left here is Jaakko Mäkis. Thanks very much for your time once again.
Thank you. It's lovely talking to you.
Ruv English Radio, I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Ruv English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.